Why does writing a to-do list help people to get to sleep? Can you summarise?
It seems that they've done a study and people were divided into groups to write a to-do list or a list of things that they'd done during the day before they went to sleep. And those people who wrote a list of things that needed to be done got to sleep, I think it was 16 minutes, and the other people got to sleep in 25 minutes. So there was a bit of a difference. And they think, psychologists think, that it's because people are worried about the things that they've got to do and that stops them sleeping. And so by writing the list, that gets that job done and then they can relax. And so they're more relaxed and they get to sleep quicker.
Would the trick described in the article help you to get to sleep faster?
Well, yeah, it might actually, because I often think about the things I've got to do the next day. And I do find that sometimes I do make lists before I go to bed because I leave them on the desk so that I see them in the morning so that I know when I wake up what I've got to do. Otherwise, I don't do the list. And then when I get up, I have to make it in the morning. But in fact, really, I do that because I'm not very efficient in the morning and it's quite difficult for me to make the list in the morning. So I prefer to do it at night. And then I know it's ready for when I start in the morning. But perhaps that relaxes me and I get to sleep quicker.
How do you prepare for sleep?
I don't normally need to prepare very much. I mean, I do make these lists sometimes if I have time. And if not, I just get straight into bed. But I don't need any preparation, really. I fall asleep very quickly.
What do you do when you can't get to sleep?
It's very rare that I can't get to sleep, actually. Normally, I put my head on the pillow and in a very short time, I'm asleep. But if I can't get to sleep, I try to visualise somewhere really nice, like a beach or somewhere warm. And I think about that and I try and relax and concentrate on my breathing and relax my body. And gradually, I think that gets me to sleep.
Do you think you need less sleep as you get older?
No, I think you probably need the same amount of sleep. But I think very old people, I notice, sleep more during the day. So they are awake for an hour or two and then they have 10 minutes or half an hour's sleep and then they wake up again and do something else and then have more sleep. And so perhaps they don't sleep as much at night. But I think probably the amount of sleep is the same. I certainly sleep a lot and I need a lot of sleep. So, and that hasn't changed as I've got older.